And it's the congressional races, particularly in the 2nd District, which is, roughly speaking, the eastern third of Kansas, and the 3rd District, which is, roughly speaking, the Kansas City metro area. There appear to be really crowded primaries in those districts. In the 2nd District, it's a bunch of Republicans running for the seat that's being vacated by longtime incumbent Lynn Jenkins.
That's correct. And in the 3rd District, it's the opposite. Yoder, the incumbent, is facing this big pool of Democrats.
Right, exactly. People chomping at the bit to get at Kevin Yoder because, as we've reported before, Hillary Clinton won that district, albeit by 1 point. And so it fits the profile of districts that Democrats think that they can flip in this 2018 election. And I'm looking at this now, and it looks like there are 7 potential Democrats running for that 3rd District seat. And it looks like in the 2nd District, there are 9 potential Republicans running for the nomination in that seat. We rarely see primaries that crowded for congressional seats in Kansas.
Not everyone has filed yet to beat this Friday deadline. And I actually talked to Secretary of State Chris Kobach about this, if we should maybe expect some of these people to ultimately not file.
Sometimes people wonder, why do you have a period between when you form the committee and when you finally sign? You know, a lot of it is candidates are truly testing the waters. They're trying to see how, if their campaign gains traction, they're trying to see if they can raise money. And then when June 1 rolls around, it's decision time.
You and I have covered some of the candidates dropping out in the past. So this Friday, we'll really see, you know, who's officially official and in the race.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect too many more dropouts in the gubernatorial race, for instance. That started
out
a pretty crowded race, and then on the Republican side, Mark Hutton dropped out and Ed O'Malley dropped out, leaving Jim Barnett, Ken Seltzer, Chris Kobach himself, and Jeff Collier running for the Republican nomination. And
then on the Democratic side, Jim Ward, the House Minority Leader, decided not to run for governor and instead run again for his seat in the House.
Right, and that leaves State Senator Laura Kelly.
That's kind of the front runner there.
Yeah, and Josh Swaty, who's a former legislator and state agriculture secretary, and Carl Brewer, the former mayor of Wichita. They're all still in that Democratic race.
Yes, so there's still definitely competition there.
And we haven't had a chance to talk about it. I'm sure we'll be talking about it in the weeks to come. But members of the state Senate, Stephen, are not up for re-election in 2018. But members of the House are up for re-election. And in 2016, we saw a lot of House and senators both, but a lot of conservative Republicans were swept out of office in 2016, more than 30 of them in the primary and general elections. And I think conservatives are really mounting a challenge to try to get some of those seats back in 2018. And that's another thing to look at. In the filings, the upcoming filings, is to see who's being challenged in primaries on both the Republican and Democratic side for those House seats.
The state legislature, these are often races that don't heat up as early as, for example, congressional races or the race for governor. So that is really one to start watching, is how many people get primary challengers in the Kansas House of Representatives.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about the candidates, Stephen, but we have some other reasons for paying attention to this filing deadline, this deadline.
It's a double deadline.
Yeah, that's right, double deadline. Coming up at the end of this week, because it also applies to voters in some contexts, doesn't it?
The way Kansas works is we have closed political primaries.
Okay.
So if you want to vote in, for example, the Republican or the Democratic primary, you have to be a registered Republican or Democrat. Mm. What the deadline this Friday is, if you want to switch political parties, you have to do it by this Friday. So for example, if you're a registered Republican, but you're interested in one of these Democratic races, you'd have to switch by this Friday.
And vice versa. But if you're unaffiliated, that means you can go to the polls on Election Day in August and declare a party?
If you have no political affiliation, if you're unaffiliated, you can switch later. Or, like you said, on Election Day, you can affiliate with a party and vote in the primary.